delicious, Rita. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him. Oh, thank you, Jesus, with thanksgiving, and exalt him with music and song. Hey, happy Thursday, this June the 25th, 2015. Friend, how you doing? So good to see you. It's Joey with you. It's the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. And wherever you may be today, maybe you're listening online, maybe you're just driving around in the car, maybe you just stumbled upon this radio station. It is not by chance. It is not by error. I do believe that each and every person listening right now, today, this moment here on Great News Radio is by divine appointment. So I do thank you so much for listening today. So how is your week? Your week coming along all right? You hanging in there? You're surviving? Are you having a great week? Are you having a horrific week? Well, regardless, friend, his mercies are new every morning. Amen. 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 And you know what the neat thing is with knowing that we don't have to wait for a brand new year to have a fresh start. The Bible says for those who give in their heart, those who have received God's gift of salvation, the old things have passed away and the new things have come. They are a new creation. Amen. Hey, going to have some fun here today on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. And today we're going to be talking about the faithfulness of God. We're going to take a look at Psalm 89. Also, just a quick reminder, if you can prayerfully consider joining the 2020 challenge. What is it? You know, as we're entering our 20th year of ministry, we just marvel, by the way, at what God has done, what he's accomplished, and we're going to continue to trust him for another 20 years and then some till he comes back. Amen. Well, we're asking friends like you to consider giving a gift to Great News Radio, a gift of $20 a month for the next 20 months. Now, as you know, we don't receive government grants. We don't air commercials. We really do depend on God's grace and his people supporting us financially and through prayer as well. So consider joining the 2020 challenge. It will help us do some upcoming maintenance and purchase some new items as well so we can better serve you. So you can sign up for the 2020 challenge today at our website, greatnewsradio.org. greatnewsradio.org, and then click right there on the 2020 challenge banner and you can sign up right there, or you can just call Karen and she'll just set you up. She's that good. 217-367-7777. 217-367-7777. Hey, I'm looking forward, by the way, to next week. Next week is our annual vacation to Santa Claus, Indiana. I talk about this every year. We go everywhere. You look forward to it every single year. We stay at a nice cottage there, and we go to Holiday World, which is a nice family-themed park. And we just spend several days down there, and we turn the cell phones off. We turn the TV off. We just hang out and do absolutely nothing. Go to the water park. Go to the theme park. Do some grilling, sit by the fire, and I'm just looking forward to that. So we're doing that next week, so if you can be praying for us as we kind of finalize the, oh, I need to bring this, or don't forget the sunscreen, and you know how it is. So be praying for us. I would appreciate that. Hey, coming up here in a few moments, we are going to be talking about God's faithfulness. We're going to be diving into Psalm 89 coming up right after this, right here, on this edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
And oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shore.
Failed promises, right? We'll have that project finished on schedule for you, or I'll always be there for you, or we'll have your vehicle repaired by Friday, or I'll pay you back. The repairman will be at your house by 8 a.m. I mean, some broken promises can't be avoided, right? I mean, after all, when we make promises, we don't know about traffic snarls or sudden illness. But whether the broken promise is a slight irritant, like forgetting to call a friend back, or a devastating blow, like a shattered marriage vow, when we experience enough broken promises, friend, we may begin to question anyone's ability to remain faithful to a promise. See, the good news is God never forgets or neglects his promises to us. Amen. Let me say that again. The good news is God never forgets or neglects his promises to us. Our God is always faithful no matter what, friend. No matter how difficult life becomes, God will always be by our side. No matter what, he will always be by our side, and his love for us will never waver. Psalm 89 is a wonderful reminder of God's faithfulness, a reminder that gives hope in the most hopeless of situations. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Psalm 89. And today we're going to talk about God's faithfulness. Psalm 89 verses 1 and 2 says, I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. You know, Psalm 89 is a fresh reminder of God's greatness. It also highlights the closeness of God. You know, the psalm tells us that God is always near. He is always ready to meet us in our need. See, if God's only qualities were his might, greatness, and power, he wouldn't necessarily be of much comfort to us in our times of need, would he? His mercies, even in the midst of our worst pain, we can find joy in God's power and closeness to us. We can rely on both God's power and his closeness because of his faithfulness. What would make you lift your voice as loudly as possible to tell others about how much someone loves you? Just these couple of verses here that we just read recognizes God's love and mercy as something that we should shout about. The psalmist said, I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth, I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. See, God's love and mercy is something to shout about. And his love is not just some middle school type of love, nor is God's love the self-centered kind of love we see through Hollywood's depiction of love. God's love is what Paul described in 1 Corinthians 13. It is a mercy that never fails. The God of the universe sees value in you. His mercy for you goes to the ends of the universe and back. Isn't that the type of love worth celebrating? Amen. See, in our culture, we are relentlessly bombarded with superficial relationships that are readily tossed away over seemingly insignificant conflicts and misunderstandings. But God's love for us will never end, no matter what we might do. We can count on God's mercies and faithfulness even when all seems lost. See, the psalmist wrote in verse 1 that he would forever tell the world of God's faithfulness. Verse 2 of Psalm 89 says, I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. You know, we see God's faithfulness in his rule over heaven in this verse. Since God's sovereign rule over the universe is consistent and steadfast, we certainly can count on him in our own lives. God's mercies remains no matter how difficult our journey might be or how challenging any crisis for today might seem. God's faithful rule over all creation, means he can be trusted with whatever we are facing. Friend, God is faithful. Psalm 89 verses 15 through 18 says, blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They celebrate your righteousness, for you are their glory and strength, and by your favor you exalt our horn. Indeed, our shield belongs to the Lord, our King, to the Holy One of Israel. That is such a pretty verse. See, up until this point, the psalmist had declared the importance of celebrating God's love and faithfulness, right? But how can you talk about the love and faithfulness of God if you've never experienced it? You know, every couple of years in the United States, we go through election cycles to decide who will lead our government during the campaign season. We hear promises after promises after promises, right? from candidates about what they will do to make our city, state, or country better, and our lives better too. But too often those campaign promises fade away after the election is over. And when the next election rolls around, we find ourselves wondering, did that senator really make our country better? Did that governor really make my life better? See, when promises aren't kept, people soon become discouraged and angry. We've all had people let us down. I know I have. We might even begin to wonder if we can trust anyone anymore. Have you ever been there? Come on. Have you ever been there? See, if you find yourself in that mindset, brother, sister, I got some great news for you. God can always be trusted. God is always faithful. God will always keep his promises. In verses 15 to 18 in Psalm 89, we see that when we trust God's faithfulness, we will experience great comfort. When we live in his presence, he exalts us and imparts his righteousness to us. God did all of this through Jesus. In his faithful love, God sent Christ to forgive us, to redeem us, and to bring us back to him. We have no greater place to be found than in him. So as a result, happiness and joy are sure to follow, friend. We find encouragement, strength, joy, comfort by walking in God's presence. We can experience the faithfulness of God when we are fully connected to him and his will for our lives. And when we know him and are diligent in seeking his will for our lives, we will forever be grateful for his faithfulness. As a follower of Christ, we are given a great privilege, friend, of knowing his joy, walking in his presence and being exalted by his righteousness, just as he promised. So I encourage you today to begin to see his faithfulness. Perhaps maybe you've never taken the time to consider how God has been faithful to you. This week, today, this Thursday, take note of at least one way his faithfulness has become evident to you. Also, I encourage you to see his faithfulness every day. Make a daily habit, friend, of writing down how God has been faithful to you each and every day. We serve, friend. We serve one awesome and faithful God.
it's not my strength, but His. There's no greater sacrifice. For I am crucified with Christ, and yet I live. And I will offer all I have, so that His cause is not in vain.
And Dean reminding us that we are crucified with Christ. Praise the Lord. Friend, thank you so much for listening today. Don't forget tomorrow, tune in to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. That gets underway tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m., or if you're in the great state of Indiana, 8:32 a.m., and I hope you can join us for that. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.